Welcome to Land Academy. This is the Cash Flow from Land Show. We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth
and sell it on the internet really fast.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella with Jill DeWitt.
Hi.
Welcome to our show today. In this episode, Jill and I talk about Jack's way of getting past that first deal. It's the right way. Great show today, Jill. Let's take a question posted before we get into it by one of our members on successplant.com, our free online community.
Okay. Daniel asked, hey guys, when buying my first property, I did my first warranty deed and learned exactly how to do it. Now I am selling it because I have a buyer. What exactly do I have to change on it when doing a special warranty deed? Besides writing on the top, special warranty deed.
You can answer that.
Thanks so much, as always.
This is the shortest answer to any question in the history of ever.
I love it. You are doing everything right, Daniel. So yes, make it a special warranty deed because we want to warranty the time that we owned it, not forever time. So put that at the top, and then you're going to change and move. You are now the grantor. When you bought it, you were the grantee. Now you're going to move your name to the top. When you recreate the deed, just like the one that you have now, you're going to be the grantor on the top, and then the grantee is going to be below, and that's the person that you are selling it to. That's your buyer. The legal description, the same. You know, you're going to change a date, obviously, and you're going to, you know, put the right, you know, address and everything up at the top for the county and stuff for your buyer. And then, of course, you are going to be the one now to sign and have it notarized and delivered to your buyer.
That's it. You nailed it. It's one word. You just change it. You change warranty deed to special warranty deed and do what Jill just said. Mm-hmm. Here's the difference really quickly. Warranty deed, when you sign the name on the bottom of a warranty deed, you are warranting the condition of the title since the beginning of time. How could you possibly do that? Were you alive in 1888, 1788? No. So it's a little silly. A special warranty deed warrants the condition of the title for the time that you owned it. Can you do that? Yeah. Yeah, you can with pretty much confidence say, I own this property for these 14 months and I enjoyed it. So I'm a huge fan of special warranty deeds. That's actually, unless a state mandates, like let's say...
grant deed.
Unless the state mandates a grant deed, which
California.
I think...
California.
Yeah, Nevada does too, I think. Anyway,
right.
Let's say mandate it, we'd use special warranty deed almost 100% of the time. Today's show, Jack's way of getting the first deal done. It's the right way to do a deal. This is the meat of the show.
I'm glad we're doing this topic.
I am too, because we spent some time about, you know, we talk about driving for dollars. We talk a lot about why are you guys wasting your time. They're not people in our group, but other real estate investors, because maybe they haven't been informed or they haven't sought out education in the right places or for whatever reason, they might not be doing it right. Well, this show is all about how exactly to do it the right way, or how we think, how it works for us, let's say. And Jill and I are going to walk you through step by step how we do a deal and why we think it's the most efficient.
I want to add a note too. The reason I wanted to talk about this today is because a lot of people, even if they have everything in their hands, it's a little scary getting that first deal under their belts. So that's why, Jack, thank you for doing this. I wanted you to kind of, you know, slow down, take a little breath and tell everybody, you know, it's not crazy, it's not hard, and I will walk you through the steps so you can do your first deal and get that under your belt.
Awesome. So I very often say it's not so much about the actual piece of real estate. It's kind of what it's really about is manipulating data and doing paperwork and dotting the I's, crossing the T's, and then eventually having some people around you that are even better at it than you might be. So step one, send out a bunch of offers to a county that you've identified where you think they're going to sign them and send them back. So great. You send a bunch of offers out. You sit around, you look at your clock, you look at your watch 15 times, open the refrigerator, see if there's anything different than the 5 minutes before that you open the refrigerator. Nope. oh my gosh, I might have failed. 2 weeks go by and the mail hits and several offers come back in the mail and you get several phone calls. You get signed offers and phone calls back with people that want to renegotiate. If you go on successplanet.com and ask any of our people or members, is this how it works? They'll tell you. Mm-hmm. So now you've got a signed offer. What do you do? What do you do, Jill?
Take it. Just kidding. No.
You call them back, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You see if there's a real person at the other end.
Yeah.
They want to hear from you too. They want to know there's a real person. What do you say?
Hi, I got your offer. I want to just kind of confirm some of the details. And and by the way, this is when I'm really doing my homework. I mean, I did my homework on the front end. That's not what this show's about right now. But so now that I'm really ready to complete this deal and say I looked at it, the numbers, I was right on with my comps and everything. So I might just confirm everything. I'm going to confirm the access. I'm going to look it up now. I'm just going to briefly state the stuff that I go over. And like Jack said, you know, make sure the person I'm talking to is the right person. And if there's a husband and wife, you know, make sure they're alive, able to sign where they are and start making those arrangements.
So John Smith, whoever signed this is John Smith. Is this you, John Smith? Yes, this is me, John Smith. Do you own any other property or do you own this property outright? Do you own it with your sister or anything like that? Oh, no. I'm John Smith. I bought it 15 years ago. I'm the only person on the deed and I'm ready to sell it for the price that you offer. Mm-hmm. Great. So you hang up the phone and say, fantastic. I need to just confirm a bunch of things before we actually make actual arrangements to send a notary to your house with a cashier's check. So when you notarize the deed that we're going to prepare, that person's going to hand you a cashier's check for the price that we agreed on here. And that's it. That's all. Notary's going to send the deal back. But before that, you take a look at Google Maps. You do some research at the county and make sure there's not a ton of back taxes on the property. You make sure it's something you want to buy. You know, mm-hmm. Is it at the top of a mountain on a slope that's, you just know you could never use it? Or is it a property that's like right on a lake and you can't believe that it's such a good deal?
Mm-hmm.
So you want to make sure you want to buy it. That's what we call engineering.
Well, I wonder too if one of the hangups that individuals have on this first deal and even, you know, is they're worried that when I send these mailers out, oh my gosh, I'm not going to be able to back out. What if they all answer back, yes, I don't have $100,000 sitting around that I can buy them all, you know, kind of thing. So you have an out. So like Jack was just stating, you have some time, you're confirming that that's them and you're going to get back to them and just make sure, you know, this is, you know, you're going to confirm the tax situation and, you know, all those details.
We go through this, by the way, in the cash flow from land program, but
we do.
It's good to talk about it.
And I just want to make sure you have some time, you have an out, it's not a rush thing, it's your timeline, whatever works for you. And as long as you communicate with this person, what if you have a full-time day job, by the way, and you're doing this now on, it's Thursday night at 6:00 and your Friday's busy and you're not going to get to look at this weekend and you're worried about your seller. All you got to do is tell them, hey, you know what? I'm going to be able to get back to you on this time Monday night. Are you going to be around? And that'll give me time to do my homework and double check everything. And if not, just arrange when it's better for them. But as long as you're, you know, don't worry, you have time, tell them what you're doing and I'll get back to you. And when, give yourself that cushion and it's good.
Would you rather buy a piece of property from somebody who says this sentence or the one right after it? Hey, I'm a guy who's an investor. I have a full-time job, and I can call you at 6 p.m. or whatever time is convenient for you, but I really do want to buy this property, but I don't want to inconvenience you because I have this full-time job. So if we can kind of arrange the times when we can talk, that'd be great because I don't want you to be disappointed, and I want you to take this seriously. I want the property.
Perfect.
Or would you rather buy it from somebody who says this? We're a large corporation, Mr. Smith, and you either do what I say or you don't, and if you're not available, when I tell you to be available, then we're not going to do the deal. Click.
Right. That's hilarious.
So I think a lot of people get hung up on the fact that, oh my gosh, it's my first deal. I'm just a guy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I have a job. They can't get a hold of me. You just got to pull a Jill. That's what I call. Mm-hmm. Just make them your best friend right away.
You know, and it's okay to have it. What if you really do have a full-time job? This is your first deal. You have a full-time job and you're only able to call people back on your lunch break.
Do not quit your job.
And after hours. Yeah, do not quit your job to do this yet. Hang in there. So, yeah. So, no, it's okay. You have a voicemail, and on your voicemail, I've heard many of our members very good voicemails. I've called them and they've said, hey, you know, they confirm who they are. This is, you know, John Smith with, you know, landspecialty.com, whatever it is. And I'm not available at this moment. I'm very excited that you're calling me back about your property. Please leave your name and number in the, maybe the parcel number or the whatever, and I will get back to you, you know, within 24 hours or whatever you is. And then you call them back and explain to them, you know, hey, great, thanks. I've got a few minutes I can talk to you right now. I appreciate you talking. I'm going to be available tonight after X time. Can I call you then? You know, whatever it is, so we can discuss it more. Easy. And this came up with you, Jack, too, because we had a new member that was worried about these missed calls, but they have the caller ID. Should I call them? Heck yeah. Why wouldn't you? And just explain, gosh, I'm sorry I wasn't available. My name is Jill, and I'm with Landstay, and I got a missed call. I was trying to buy some properties. Do you have something? Did you have a letter from me? Oh, yeah, okay. And that's it. And then take it from there.
Okay, so all good advice. So here we are. We've got a signed letter that back from the mail. We did the engineering. We looked on Google Earth. We checked. We liked the location. We checked the fact that the guy actually owns the property. We checked the back taxes. Did the basic stuff. So he told a story that makes sense. I bought the property 15 years ago. There's nobody else in the deed. Check, 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 check. Now it's time to close the deal. And if it's less than $5,000, this is our internal rule, then we close the deals ourselves to save money. And here, this deal is less than $5,000. And we've confirmed that we can sell this property for more. We've done that through a whole engineering piece. So we want to close the deal, Jill. What do we do? More than $5,000, we usually close it through title, through escrow. But this is not. This is less. So walk us through
that. So we've done all our tests, and now everybody's on it. We agree on the price, and we're all set, ready to go. Okay, so I'm going to arrange. Okay, Mr. Smith, where can I have my notary come to you with a cashier's check and the new deed, which I've prepared, all ready to go? Well, gosh, I'm home every day before noon. Fantastic. Then I will arrange. Is tomorrow good? Yeah, great. Oh, perfect. I'll be home. Okay, great. Let me get my notary all set up here, and I'll email you all the details. And if you have any questions, let me know. Click. What do I do next? I'm going on notary. I use like notary 123, I think is the one that I use the most. And you put in a zip code, find a notary in Mr. Smith's area, tell them what's happening. I'm overnighting them the documents. And then I email everybody, you know, copies of everything. I'm notary just to back up. You know, here's Mr. Smith's information. Here's where you're going. And here's tracking information, all that good stuff. And then I have Mr. Smith also the notary information in case he's, you know, sitting around waiting for her to show up, you know, or him show up, has all that. And then I am going getting my cashier's check. I made a new deed. I have it all ready to go. And I send it to my notary. And are you looking for more information, Jack? Is this too much or not enough?
No, it's great. Okay. I mean, there are some people that get kind of hung up on actually producing a deed from a blank sheet of paper.
So we cover
Jill
that.
Jill and I created a product called Deed, a website called deedperfect.com, where you can actually, if you're a member, go over there and produce a document. Use it literally, type in all the information that it prompts you, and that spits out a document at the end, and you can use it.
Mm-hmm. Yep, so you're going to get a deed. Super simple. Yeah, just like think about buying a car. There's a piece of paper that goes with this. There's a deed that goes with this.
That's it.
So, and I got to get the payment to the guy I'm buying the car from, same as a payment for a property. Got to get the payment there. So, and you verified everything. So you're giving them a cashier's check, and that's part of their excitement too, is why they're so happy in getting this price and they're, you know, whatever, because they're getting a cashier's check in days, and all they got to do is answer the door, sign a piece of paper, and they're handing them a check. I mean, you really are solving their problems. You know, they're getting this property off their plate. So anyway, your notary's going to complete that, show up, do it for you, and then they're going to send you back. And there's a little more steps to it, which we go into. I'm just kind of giving the big picture breakdown here. Notary's going to complete it, send the completed deed back to you, and then you're going to turn around and send it into the county to be recorded, and you're kind of done.
And you own it.
Yeah.
As soon as you get that book and page, not from a legal standpoint, but from a practical standpoint, you own it as soon as you get what's called a book and page, that recording stamp.
Mm-hmm.
Book and page are the same. They're synonyms as a recording stamp. Sometimes you can record it in big counties right online as soon as you get back.
Yeah.
So now you record the, well, here's the good news from us, that now you own it, and that was the acquisition piece.
Right.
The sales piece, you can be doing this the whole time the acquisition piece is going on. Mm-hmm. You have the APN. You checked on the internet to see if you like the property, if you're going to buy it. You get the maps. You know the whole thing. By the time you get that deed back, you should have the property posted or your finger on the button to post the property all over the internet. On your website, if you're a member with us, on our website, landstay.com. There's multiple places that Jill and I literally provide you to post the property to pretty dramatically increase your chances in selling it pretty very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's what you do. You create some maps. You write a simple description. You just copy ours or copy somebody else's that where they've sold a ton of property,
mm-hmm.
and sell it. And then when you sell it, it's the exact reverse process.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because that can happen. There's times like technically, like Jack was just alluding to, technically, once that deed is signed and notarized, you own it. It's only recording is for public knowledge or whatever you want to call it. It's public recording for them. So you own it. So while that deed is on the way, and most notaries, they do it for me automatically. They'll take a picture of it and show me the document that it's signed as it's being overnighted back to me so I can see it's done. So I can push the button then, and I could be posting it. And by golly, have I sold things that fast? Yeah. And I've seen our members do it. Like, oh my gosh, the deed's on the way back to me and it's already sold. Congratulations. Good job.
Exactly. Yeah. Here's some practical advice. If you're excited about it, then everybody's going to be excited
right.
about it. If you're excited about buying it, your buyer's going to be real excited too. Mm-hmm. If you're selling it, they're even going to be more excited. But if you're walking around saying, oh, on Saturday, I don't know, I got to talk to my parents because I think we're going to have I'm not sure if I'm going to be available. I'll call you back. I don't know. If that's the way you're going to do transactions, you're going to have some trouble.
It's funny.
Again, you got to Jillify the whole thing. You got to get a little excited about
it. Is that a new word? I like that.
There's Jillify. It's
oh
a verb.
Gosh.
Let's Jill this thing.
Oh,
let's
Jill this. Yeah. Oh, no. That sounds scary.
Let's Jill this thing to completion.
Oh, no.
I say stuff to our people all the time like that, and they know exactly what I'm talking about.
I know. It's going to come up. I can hear it now. It's going to be a success pants thing. I hear it. I know exactly who's going to bring it up on our member call right
Me
now, too.
All right. So did we complete the deal?
I think we did. I think that's
so
good.
Too.
I mean, that's I think for a lot of folks that I talk to, I wanted to touch on some of the hangups on getting that first deal and just kind of, let's just go through a trial run here on the air again. So you can kind of see the little steps and it's not crazy. It really isn't. And there's little things like, okay, how do I do a deed? All right, we can help with that and copy it. I mean, there's all kinds of things that we can help with. And like Jack said.
When you go to sell it, it's even easier. Just to wrap this whole point up, 9 times out of 10, when we sell a property, people, just like you're buying a pair of shoes on a website, people click on it and they put their credit card number in it and it's done. And they receive a deed. A couple days later in the mail, they own it.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, this is the Technical 2 minutes of property investment advice from our 15-year, 15,000-plus transaction experience. Do a mock deed. If what Jill and I just talked about isn't enough, and I get it, I was real concerned about my first deal. Everybody is. Practice. Deed a property to your wife and have her deed it back to you. Literally, if you're John, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, you're John and Sally Smith, and John Smith, you're concerned about this, take a piece of property and record it, deed it to your wife, go through the whole process, and then do the reverse. That will alleviate mm-hmm. all of this, if that's your hang-up. If your hang-up is, I just can't make a decision about whether or not to do this. I don't have enough information. I see it on Google Earth. I know there's no back taxes, and I understand that John Smith owns the property. I'm not sure if I can make any money. Then go out on the website, websites like LandWatch or wherever else, and see what people are selling their properties for.
Mm-hmm.
It's like cheating.
Exactly.
And you'll get past that. It'll be all right.
You will.
You just got to get past that first deal. You got to push yourself through it. You just got to get to the end.
Totally.
If you have a question or you want to be on the show, call 800-725-8816. My favorite part of the show, Jill's inspiration of the day.
I love when I write these down before the shows and they actually tie into what we're talking about. And you just brought up a good point that totally ties into my inspiration, which is, are you like hungry to do this yet? I mean, do you have the drive and the energy and the excitement? Has it like got a hold of you yet? If not, go find it. Because I'll tell you, and if maybe it's going to take that one deal. Maybe that first deal is going to go, oh, now I get it. Or maybe that first, not just the selling it, just the acquisition part. I mean, that what gets me fired up is that, you know, you heard me talk about it yesterday on the Monday show, you know, the hurry up, run to the bank deals. That's my drive and my hunger and I've got it. And keep that going. Because like Jack said, if you're excited about this and you're excited on the buy side, no, and don't be too excited on the buy side, but I mean, excited as you're posting it, you're excited about having the property and you're excited about just being able to make this available and you're writing a beautiful description. That's what's going to happen and everybody will know. So, thank you. And I love how that ties in. Jack, what do you have to say?
Excellent advice. Join us in another episode where Jack and Jill discuss how to use information, that's me,
and inspiration, that's me,
to get just about anything you want.
We use it every day to buy property for half of what it's worth and sell it immediately.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition. Good talk, Jill. I hope that really helps. It seems to be a topic that's coming up. Just getting past that first deal.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's just pure excitement after that,
mm-hmm.
You know. You either love it or you're just like, I can't wait to do the next deal, which most of the people that we talk to,
mm-hmm.
You know, I can't, this is way easier than I thought. You know, it's kind of like getting your eyes checked. It's like, I should have done that 2 years ago.
Oh, yeah, it's not fun. That's very true. There's a lot of things like that in life. Well, I've had people come to us saying, I wish I found you 2 years ago. And I'm like, sorry, we got here as fast as we could.
Do you say that really?
I do say that. Yeah, it's funny.
That's awesome. But
that's really, really true. And because you and I joke about it, half joking, half serious. Gee, I wish we had us 10 years ago.
Oh, my gosh.
Boy, that would have been nice. Telling
Talk
us all
about
the things.
Wasting time driving for dollars I've made all the mistakes you could make, I think.
Mm-hmm. That's what I think is one of the most valuable things about us, Jack, is not just even showing people exactly how to do this and like what we're doing right now, talking them through it, but you know, all the mistakes that we've made is our, that would be a funny thing, Jack. I want to see a spreadsheet of all what we can say, the value of our mistakes, what they're worth is probably a lot of money.
Oh my God.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
How much revenue we probably lost because of social media. You know what I mean?
Right.
And how much this cost us and how much that cost and this, how we're saving all these
people. That's a good point. You know what? Jill and I, you know, we sit here and we sound like we're all seasoned and we know everything. And quite frankly, about buying cheap real estate, we do. I don't know anybody who's better at that. But I'll tell you what's very new to us, very new to me specifically, especially at my age, the sales part and this Land Academy thing and how we promote ourselves or not promote ourselves or what we do. This is all extremely new. So I'm, in a way, identifying, because we're going through that, identifying with people that are doing the first real estate deal.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm learning a lot about that every day.
Well, and a lot of these avenues are still new also because, I mean, let's look at over the past few years. You couldn't, in the beginning of Facebook, there were no ads on Facebook. Forget it. You know, and you can do ads for all kinds of things. And some of the websites that are popping up that you can do and other ways to buy property and things that have changed to sell property. I mean,
I got a Facebook username less than a year ago,
mm-hmm.
and it's 2016.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing what has changed. I mean, just for one of the companies.
Yeah, that was not, you know, like people my age, a lot of them. They just, a lot of them.
That was all just.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't for me. It was for the other kids.
Exactly. And just, and it's, that's what you, I think, for people you have to accept is it's going to forever be changing. It's going to forever be changing. And this is one of the reasons too why we are also successful is because, you know what? I actually have a team of a couple hundred. It's not just my in-house team. All of our member base, every last single person in Success Plant is part of my team. And you know what? There's one person out there that is going to come to me tomorrow and say, did you know I just realized you can sell property on blah, 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 and this is the way to do it. And I'm like, fantastic. And if it costs a lot of money, who cares? We're all going to do it as a group and we're going to figure this out.
Exactly. Well said.
Thank you.
We learn a lot from our members.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Information and inspiration to buy undervalued property.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cash Flow from Land Show.
We are the experts at acquiring property
of all kinds, not just land,
for half price, just so we can flip it for way more
and really fast. Thanks for listening.
Let's go buy some property. If you want to get involved or you need more information about our profitable, niche real estate operation, call 480-467-0359. You just might get Jill at the other end of the line.
LandAcademy.com. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.